48 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. 4 out of 5.
And you
black
know,
women. And this is a study done by the government, right?
Well, I'm looking at womenshealth.gov. Now, you know, we have a big problem with heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, arthritis, gallbladder disease, sleep apnea, and health obesity also causes some cancers. So it's
basically,
a big deal.
I think the question is like, is this a cultural thing? Since there's so many of us that are, because I'm considered obese, you know, I'm
well, yeah,
6'3", and I'm over 250 pounds.
Yeah, if you're 5'4", you weigh 145 pounds, and your BMI is 25, then you know. But if you're 5'4" and weigh 174 pounds, your BMI is 30. So it all depends on how tall you are,
right,
and how much you're carrying around your middle. The issue is the weight that you carry around your
1-877 Par Show. Hush. Go on now.
That chart in the doctor's office, though, is not for us, though.
Why?
That chart
we have
on the wall
chart
in the doctor's office. Come
Hush.
On.
You know what? I can't stand when black people say that.
Hush,
that's
man.
Not for us. We
I
not
would be
30,
130 pounds
we're
if I went by that chart.
We're going to have us
can
a big
we go
butt.
To the phones, please? Damn okay. it. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Freedus. That chart on the wall is not for us.
Thank you.
We have some backgrounds that our behinds are going to be bigger than the average white woman, the average Asian woman. I'm sorry, that chart is not for us. Get Listen. One for black women, and then we'll see how many
right.
BMIs are over the chart. That chart is not for us. I don't care what you say.
All right, so should we make a different chart for our diabetes and for our heart rates and all that? Listen,
yeah.
we can have
well, there,
bigger
there
butts.
Is. There
you
is
don't
a
have
chart.
To be you don't have to be obese and have a bigger butt. You can still have mm-hmm. a normal weight and have a good
hey,
butt.
Hey, Freedus, what about your flat ass?
Hey, because you know
go
what?
Next,
I'm sorry, I
call.
Work out. Keep all that.
Not obese.
Got you.
Good morning. Hello.
Kind.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, I work in the health industry, and it's not that we're African Americans. The chart is really based on small. Sorry to say, but white women. The thing is, the average weight for a woman that's 5'5" is 124 pounds. Do you know how small 124 pounds, you know, that's the average weight. And a lot of us are naturally built. We're naturally built, you know, we built like football players or back in our generations, we're built. So our body
I've seen some ladies look like middle linebackers. Good morning. Hello.
Oh, we got tweets. DM Carter Sr. says everything doesn't go back to slavery. Snack on apples, not chips. St. Facetia says, I catch so much hell from black women when I say, really? Black women are allergic to gyms. Now they're dying from fatness. St. Facetia also, they sent another one saying, white and Asian women are just collectively more into fitness than black women are. It's sad but true.
I
mean,
I don't know about that.
I'm going to tell you something.
Always
when I go to the
race.
Gym, you're the one that brought up race. No, Russ said, hey, it's from, we have to eat our chitlins. We got to get our rest soup. You don't even eat pork. So you got your nerve. Yeah. Why aren't you eating pork? You should be eating it because slaves
could be
ate it.
The steroids in the food.
Wow. Russ Parr Morning Show. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes. Your comment, please.
Okay. So I'm about to go to basic training, and I weigh 150 pounds, and I'm 5'3", and I'm physically fit. Like, I passed my exam and everything, but according to the BMI, I'm overweight or I'm obese.
Yeah. Because this lady said she's 5'1", 136 pounds, and according to the chart, she's overweight.
Right,
I bet you that at 5'1", 136, I bet you that looks really nice, sweetheart.
Awesome, my bad.
Yeah. Listen, I don't care about how you think it looks. I'm telling you that I don't want to have diabetes
Freedus,
when I'm 50.
I am supposed to be 190 to 200 pounds.
Well, you better get there.
I would look like I was on crack if I wore that kind of weight.
We would think you were smoking.
Yes.
What you doing, Russ?
Angelica, she tweets that eating healthy is expensive and fresh fruits, vegetables are not available as they are in lower income neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find more fast food restaurants in lower income neighborhoods.
Tweet, tweet.
And that's what's going on. Free to go ahead.
Tony Tehan says, I've said for years, people learn bad eating habits from their parents. Our dietary history has formed the health problems.
That's true.
Let's see. Milfistastic. JJC says, keep working out. I'm right at the gym with you. Let's see. Sweet Tyra says, what is the standard overweight? What some see as overweight, we see as healthy. We don't want to be skinny. And she put hashtag chitlins.
I've seen a big, solid girl without an ounce of fat on her. Just solid. Thick. Just thick. Big and thick. That's it.
Yeah.
It happens.
Right. It works. 1-877-727-7746. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Okay, I'm a black woman, so I can speak on our behalf, but black women don't want to go to the gym and sweat their hair out. Mm-hmm. I'm one of them. Also, we have less time because a lot of us, like, you know, we work a lot or we're single moms, so we don't have time to incorporate healthy eating. So if we're coming home really late and we have, like, four kids, a salad costs a lot more at McDonald's than a double cheeseburger does.
Can I just say this, though? A lot of people are going, like, are you serious? You don't want to sweat your hair out?
It's true, though.
Do yoga.
It's true. Look, can I tell you, I'm always the only person.
I got diabetes, but my hair looks good.
That's true.
Come on.
Russ, you know, I had to go natural because I was like, listen, I'm going to either keep getting my hair pressed or I'm going to stay in shape. And I can't do both.
I'd rather wear a wig than be fat.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know what? I think, you know, because I don't like the word fat because I really do think that it's just a word that's used to hurt people. You know what I'm saying? But in this instance, you know, obese sounds worse than fat.
Well, then be unhealthy.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Thank you. Now you can sit down. And Freitas?
I hate you.
Blow on that.
We shall return.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Now I'm getting all the Twitter. I don't care about y'all getting mad.
Oh, they're keep coming at you.
Keep eating them chitlins. I don't care. Go ahead.
Hilarious.
Keep eating that pork. You know what? Do it again.